Okay. The 600 parshas Vayera, we read the first, the seven of the Esser Makos, and the second Mako, of course, is the Mako of Tzarteya. And there the Torah tells us in Parak Zayin, Shmos, beginning in Pasuk Ofov, at the end of the parak, says that Hashem Moshe Bo Apor Matarlo Kol Hashem Shalach Etamid Yavduni the Mayan Atol Shalach Hinei Anuchi Nogeif Es Kol Geruch Obas the Parbi translates Parbi the frogs. Some say it was some sort of a crocodile, another reptile. We'll assume that it's a frog. Okay. Anyway, so Pasuk Chofes is the key Pasuk for us. The Sharat by Yor the Parbi, and the Yor the Nile will produce or you know give forth frogs. And they will go into your houses, your inner rooms, and your bed, and the house of your servants, and all your people, in the oven, and the kneading bowls, and your nation, all the servants, the frogs will go up. That's chicken, at the end of Parag Zion and Shmos. In other words, frogs here, frogs there, frogs jumping everywhere, like the song says. Yeah. So we discussed in the past, we utilized these psukim as an opportunity to discuss in the past something related to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because there's a famous Gemara that appears, an interesting Gemara, that appears in Masechet Tzachim, on Daf Nun Gimel on the base. There, the Gemara is talking about an event that was recorded in Sefer Daniel, Ksuvim, Perek Gimel, and we know that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, three Jews, allowed themselves to be cast into a fiery furnace rather than bow down to the Mosdorah in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And we refer to that in the Slichas, Mishael, Hananya, Mishael, Azar, Betov, Kitchen, Eshu, Yameinu, etc. They came out alive. So the Gemara says the following, Tzachin Nun Gimel Beis, Tavos Toshma, Odu, Dorash, Tudus, Ish, Romi, individual, Ma, Ro'u, Hananya, Mishael, Azar, Shem, Mosu, Atzon, Kedush, Hashem, Kitchen, Eshu. What prompted or what gave Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah the idea that they should allow themselves to be cast into the fire in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, al Kiddush Hashem? Says the Gemara, a surprising answer. Nosu kal v'chomer ba'atzma mitzar de'im. They learned out from these frogs from this sedra. Why? Umat tzar de'im shem mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. We know the frogs are not obligated in the midst of sanctifying our Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Ksiv b'hu, but the pasuk says our pasuk. In Shmos Parag Zayin Parashat Era, in Pasuk Chofes, so Olu Beveitzcha, Olu Beveitzcha, and it says Uve Sanurecha Misharos Secha, in your ovens and your kneading bowls. Now, one second, Emosai Misharos Mitzios Eitzel Tanur. When are the kneading bowls right next to the oven? That's how the Omer B'Shorash Tanur Chav. When the ovens are hot, you take the dough out, you fly the product out, you take the thing out of the kneading bowls and put it into the fire. Right? So in other words, these frogs, Al Pi Tzivu Hashem, when they went jumping here, there, and everywhere, jumped into the ovens in the Egyptian homes, including the ovens when they were lit, when they were on fire. And they jumped in anyway to fulfill the Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu. The Mela says, Say Hananiah Mishael Azariah. So us, right, Anu Shemitzuvah HaKadosh Hashem Alachas Kam V'Kama. We who are obligated in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, very unusual Gemara, to say the least. We've discussed this Gemara in past years. But that's what the Gemara says. The Rashi says, Maro.
They asked Daniel whether
he said okay, we'll get in a second. Yeah, we'll get in a second. The Rashi comments, Maro, what do you mean? What did they see? What sounds like they were weighing, they were debating, an internal debate, to jump into the fire or not in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. The Rashi says, Maro. Because you have to also Dar Shuva Chayva and Lo Shemus, but after all says the Torah that the mitzvahs were given, plus in Parshas Achrimos, the mitzvahs in Torah given for Chayva in order to live by them. Okay, so if you have to die, maybe you don't have to observe the mitzvahs. So here they were being told that to bow down to the idol, so that's the Mitzvah. So they were dashing, should we apply for Chayva or not? They learned this Kavachomer from the frogs. The Tosus, yes, right away. And a Pirush of Tosus Yimah from Maruch Hananiah Mishael Vataria. This was a public thing where Nebuchadnezzar was trying to get all the different nations to worship him and his Avodah Zarah. Well, my skin in the Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, of Ayin Dalit, had a debate where we should go, and you had to learn some obscure reference from the frogs in Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You have to learn to sanctify the name of Hashem, and even sometimes that means, God forbid, having to give up your life rather than violent Avera. That's a din, which we'll speak shortly. The Gemara speaks to that. That's what we're going to look at tonight. So Tosfos wonders, what was the whole debate about? So Tosfos answers, again, this is in Pesachim Nun Gimel on the base. Tosfos answers, they weren't being asked to worship the Zara. This was some kind of a statue that Nebuchadnezzar erected in tribute to himself. They were asking not to worship the Zara. They were asking to show, and they looked like it was really the Zara. So that's why they thought maybe the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem doesn't apply in this particular case. So two things, the God and his images, the statues. Okay, and it works out. This is also a Gemara says in Ksubas, an interesting Gemara, Ksubas, Lama, Gimel, Base. Yeah, he mentions another shiur. Sometimes it's easier to give up your life than to get beaten. Rather, people can't stand torture, right? Torture is when people would rather die than be tortured. But the Gemara says in Ksubas, had the Sanai and the Shalb and Azariah been tortured, they would have bowed down. What do you mean? So therefore, it doesn't mean worship. The only problem is that the Lashon says, Tosfos Palchi, Izmash Ra'arit, Verima Farish, Maro Shalom Baruchu. The reason is a different thing. They could have gotten away. They could have escaped. They could have just run away. Okay? Shari Kodan Amaisa, Yuchom Adach, Kimosha Asa Benil, because they were Mechilik, you know, Isa, a safety spot. Of course, the Gemara indicates that they actually could have run away. So that was the cheshbon. Should we run away, or should we cut it shame shamai? There's a lot to talk about on that subject, which is not for tonight. I just want to read you the Medrash, is what you're referring to. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabba. In Parashat Zayin, and post it says, the post it goes, come and say, dumb soul of summer. So the Gemara says that, the Medrash says, Deidim Nuchadnetzar, Hifrim Eshim Vishlosh Mikol Umo. It took many people from different nations and so on. One says 22, one says 3. And Hanan and Shabbatai are close from Israel. They were the three Jews who were selected by Nebuchadnezzar at that time. And so they went, apparently they were told they had to do this, but at some time, it was my common spot. So Hochu and Eichel Daniel. They went to Daniel, Amr Abdenu, Daniel, Rabbi Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar had been selling the Hitrish, they asked the Shiloh to Daniel. So he says, there's another he's still alive, Yechezkel, look who at all. So Hochul Ahem, Yarek to Yechezkel. They went to Yechezkel, Amulot, to Moshe on Daniel. They had the same Shiloh. Yechezkel, they know, should we bow down or not? Amulam, Kvar, Mekubar, and Yishaya, Rabbi. I learned from my Rabbi, there's another Yishaya. I've come, he came out, that guy, Yavar, is on. Plus, Yishaya means, you can get away, then get away, blah, blah, you know, while the chances go good. Then it goes on. So that's the whole question, whether you should run away. So I don't want to go into all that right now, but the bottom line is that the Hanan Mishal and Azariah were willing to give up their lives, and then they survived. So the reference that Tosfos gave is to a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet. I'll look through that sugya, famous sugya. Okay, it starts in Ayin Dalet and Aleph. That's a sugya, of course, of Yahar Val Yavor. The Gemara says over there, Tanya.
Giving a reference to Tosfos, not.
In the halacha, we'll see.
Was
Chaim Shalom shows? It may have been, yeah. Also, it shows. That's the question. Right. So according to that, if it was Shas Hashemah, it wouldn't answer. The question is, even if it wasn't Shas Hashemah, but it really, we're not going to it now. Some say that only the Rambam seems to say there's only Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem when there would be a Chil Hashem. So it could be there wouldn't have been a Chil Hashem, so they could have gotten away. So I don't know that right now. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, I am Dara and Alf. Amr B'yochem Mishum Mishum Mishum. Nimnu v'gamu v'aliyas face nitzebelud. The rabbis made a decision in the attic of the house of Nitzer. Rashi is Nitzer Shemar. He shows the guy's name in Lud. I remember the airport probably. Anyway, kol avera shebatorah im omer adam avor v'al peharei yavor v'al yarei. All mitzvahs in the Torah, all averas. If somebody tells you you better violate, I'll kill you. If you violate, I won't kill you. So yavor violate yavor v'al yarei. Chutz Nelos Kochavim with your Arayos Shichus Dom. Except the big three, the three so-called cardinals of those Kochavim are idolatry, the Gilarayos, adultery, and incest, the Shichus Dom and murder. I think I'm going to analyze that a little bit further. Just quickly, Rashi says Yavor. Rashi says Yavor Harid. Why? Because that pasuk before the Chayblam, the pasuk Rachem, the Chayblam, the Lo Shemus Blam. Ordinarily, if it's violating Shabbos, if it's violating Tarfas, or whatever else, Kippur, you violate because it says Chayblam, Lo Shemus Blam. Except for Avodas Kachom and so on. And then Rashi says the Gemara later on will explain where it comes from. They learned out, and that's the Hemshech of the Sugya over there. Later on, towards the bottom of the page, the Gemara says the following: Kiyosu Rav Dimi, same page, Ayin Dalal Al Panagut. Kiyosu Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan. Lo Shono Ela Shelo B'Shas Tiyas Hamalchut. All of this is true. That what? That you can violate the Avera and not let somebody killed like for Shabbos or Kash, whatever. That Shelo B'Shas Tiyas Hamalchut. That's only when it's not a time of Shmad of persecution of Jews. Of B'Shas Tiyas Hamalchut. However, if it's a time of Gzeres Hamalchut, then I feel a mitzvah kala, even if it's a lighter mitzvah, not one of those three, even if it's one of those three, even a more minor mitzvah, Yehari Ra Yavar. To give you right, we'll see in a second. He also Ravin on Yochanan, and the Ravin and Yochanan said further, okay, I feel, by the way, it's the same of Yochanan's started discussion, these are Talmud of Yochanan, clarifying, just not worthy, but anyway, he also Ravin on Yochanan, I feel Shalom B'Shan's Zeres Malchus, even if it's not a time of Zeres Malchus, okay? The footnote here says Lahavir Sisom Yudoskom Avos of virtue. Okay, anyway, says Lo Amal Bitzina. There's a difference whether this is done privately Bitzina Avul Prahesia Afilu Mitzvah Kala Yehar by Yavor. If Prahesia is public, then you have to give up your life even as Shalobishma Sasa Shmad. Even as Shalobishma is there from Alchus. Why? Rashi explains Afilu Mitzvah Kala Yehar by Yavor Shalo Yargilo Al Tikom Lahamrich Asalavos Kotah. The goyim, otherwise, are going to get used to weakening and demoralizing the Jews. They make them do a violate their not a shas hashmad necessarily, but they're going to use it, you know, to make the Jews look bad. And the Gemara then asks, "My mitzvah kala? What does it mean, a mitzvah kala? Lightweight mitzvah?" I'm a rabba bar of Yitzchak. I'm around going over now to Ayin Dalam Beis. I feel the shanuya arkas of the misafa, even to change the color of the strap, the shoelaces, the shoe straps, to put them in a different color. Rashi explains that Shrochanal Sim Derech Abikom Likshor Kain, the Derech Yisrael Ben Yenacher, to go and chase Tzad Yadus V'dom, the Derech Yisrael Yos Tzulim, I feel the Shina Zeh, she ain't kind of Mitzvah Minik Ba'alma. It's not a Mitzvah. This is kind of their shoelaces. They strap their boots differently. It's not a Mitzvah, it's Minik. Nevertheless, the Kaddish is the same as the Chaver. We saw the Haim of Farhesim, but that we saw. Because Farhesim is not what we saw. He was Lo B'Shas Hashmad if it's B'Farhesim. So says that Gemara. Yeah, okay. That was easy. Okay. Now, anyway, then the Gemara goes on to say where you learn this from. It has to be Jews because it's learned toch, it says in the Yidashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael, and the word toch always means 10, okay, because it says Hirom mitoch, Hibabu mitoch Eid HaZos, the toch from the Raga, so Lala Allah, so Rakhul Yisrael, all the Jews, okay, it has to be Jews, fine. Then the Gemara goes on. Just 1 second. The Ha'Esther Fahes Yahava. What about Esther from Purim? She was married to Ahasuerus. Right, they probably had a big public wedding, like the king or queen of England, whatever, the prince of England. But they made a bit of a hostage for Hesiyahava. How could that have been allowed? That's the cash of the Gemara. So Esther for Hesiyahava, okay? Rashi says, well, Esther for Hesiyahava, the Nivel Alom Kochonim, she married, she slept with an Ovid Kochonim, the law of Master Nafsh, the Katola, she didn't refuse and give up her life. But, presumably, if she would refuse to go with Ahasuerus, they said, that's okay, and they chopped the head off. Okay, so this wasn't gonna, but she didn't subject herself to that. So why not? Why was Esther permitted to go live with Ahasuerus and so on? So Gemara answers, two answers. Abaye Omar, there's all Sanhedrin, Ayin Da'am Leib. Abaye Omar, Abaye, Esther Karka Olam, I saw. Esther was like just a piece of earth. What does it mean? The woman in the sexual act can be a passive participant. Okay, and didn't do anything. Kakola me ain't osa maisa. Who osa vo maisa? He did the act of intercourse with her. But a woman can be passive. So therefore, she didn't exactly do the avera. That's the answer. Baigin. Okay, that's the kakola me. Okay, all right. But maybe Rava agreed because Rava gave a different answer. Rava Omar, Hanoas Atzmon Shining. That's different. Ahasuerus wasn't sleeping with Esther because he wanted to make a point or to give the Jews enough time. He wanted to sleep with her because he loved her. It was his life. He was attracted to her. But he has to know his chaim and it says in the Megillah. So Esther Southness of Hanos. Also, he was doing this for his own physical pleasure. So that's a different story, says Rav. You don't have to give up your life for that. You have to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem when they're trying to make you do an Aveira to make fun of the Jews or to weaken the Jewish people. He didn't know he was Jewish at that time. He was doing it just Hanos Atzmo. Right? Hanos Atzmo. And he says, and I'll bring you proof, says Rav. Hanos Atzmo Shiny. Rashi explains. We'll read the first in Rashi. Hanos Atzmo. She'ena over tachom miskavim haviro miroso. He's not trying to give the Jews, lead the Jews away from their religion. Hanos Atzmo miskavim. Okay, that's different. There's no chil Hashem there that you give your life for. And Rav brings a proof. The low tema hachi, hani kavaki viduminiki, whatever that is exactly, we'll see, hechi avinu lehu. How do we give the guy in our day, says the Rav, kavaki viduminiki, what is that? Well, she says, klei nechoshesh, shen there's some part of a breath or a copper pot or a pan, shen nosen vam gecholen gronen, only if they shuch malach the sun connected. There was some type of fire pan, basically. You put these coals in this pan, and they would light a fire, and the wealthy people would keep you by a table to keep you hot during the keep you warm during the cold winter months. And Hechel, in the way Rashi explains, Yom Chag Har LeParsim, the Persians used to have a holiday. Shenotli Mishor say of this Kochavim, the idolaters, whatever their religion is, Zoroastrian, right, would take the idolaters. They would take all the kol bayis ubayis. They would take fire. Were coals from every house in the neighborhood. And they would put these coals and these pans in their church, in their house of worship, to keep the place warm when people went to pray and they went to worship, right? Okay, when the people, when they came to worship, it wouldn't be freezing cold inside, didn't have the heating like we have today, obviously. They would have these fire pans burning all over the house of worship, and they would collect coals and fire from all the people, and as she says, like, open after days Israel. They would take from Jews also, Baal Kocham. So how could the Jews give it? They're helping support an Avodah Zarah activity. They would bring these fire pans, these coals or whatever it is, to the church, to the base of Avodah Zarah, and they would the Jews would have to give also, and then they would use it to warm up. So it means the Jew is helping the so it says Hechavilu. We may come to that point. It actually says how we give it. They even gave it actively. Good. We'll get there. The Jews should refuse to give these coals and these pans, whatever, to them, and said, listen, we can't participate. It's about a Zara. He says, the Gemara, Ella, Hanos, Atzmon, Shiny, they would put in these fire coals and these fire pans in the house of worship, not as part of the service. It was to keep them warm. It's Hanos, Atzmon, they weren't doing it as a form of a Zara. It's to keep the place warm. It's called Hanos, Atzmon. So Rava says clearly, the rabbis of his day, Paschus, that even the Jews can give the coals or these source of fire, these pans or whatever, to the Avodah Zarah, because it's not directly Avodah Zarah. They contributed indirectly to Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't there to make the service. It was there to keep the place warm. So therefore, here too, Shani Hochanami. Okay. And therefore, Rabbi brings another story of proof. Anyway, so we see from this Gemara that Hanos Atzmon is different. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin of Ayindah. I just want to mention a couple of side points just for the clarification of the sugya. So the Chiddush HaRan there in Sanhedrin, okay, just explains what this means. You know that we said earlier is Shas HaGzer and the Shas HaShmad. Even even a lighter weight, you have to like shoelaces and so on. So the Ran explains the Lusha Ran. Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Duvas Avu Shasak Zera Filim Tzikara Ve'Avur Pirish Vein B'Tzina Vein B'Farhesi. That doesn't matter what it's B'Tzina B'Farhesi. Why? The time of the Milsa should be sure. She almost all am Choshen Levata Yisrael Min HaTorah. Torah Chlasus Chizuk Kenegdom. When they're shepherding the Jews, okay, Shasak Zera. Doesn't matter what it's in private and public. When they're bothering the Jews, they're trying to weaken the Jewish religion, so you have to make a chizuk connect them. Shalola kaim achshav tan. So they're
not over.
Right, right. So not to let their words come true. Umutov sheyaharu kama miyisrael osin wine. It's better that a few Jews should die, but os achas min haTorah losi vatel, rather than one letter from Torah be undone. This man shem wrote to levatel osin yisrael bechal im shalom and afilu bechad yechadav ma'adav mispareshem if neshem. He says, even if you think it's in private, it's gonna the word's gonna get out, and so on. And that's the Kiddush Hashem, Tavas HaMachom HaKvalas HaChol B'nei Yisrael. Just a side point from the Chiddush HaRan. Also another side point, the Meiri is bothered by the Gemara's Kasha. What do you mean, Esther Farhes Yahavah? Esther had relations with Achashverosh in public. It wasn't in a bedroom. And everybody knew. So the Miri explains the basic here and there. And he says, so the king marries a Kushan Achashverosh, he made a big party. It's obviously when all results were, you know, after the ceremony. So that's normal, right? The Gemara says like that. Within conditions, so everybody knows what the Chosin and Ksubas are. Yeah, everyone knows what, huh?
But you don't talk,
we don't talk about it exactly. Everyone knows what they do.
But that wasn't the part,
so right, but I'm just, but that more comes to later. But the point of the matter is everybody knew about it, that's the situation. Now, it's interesting, what? That's an issue. Yeah,
nowadays,
yeah, probably because it'll be on the internet. Probably.
That's assuming you have the internet.
Okay. Well, some other people do. Anyway, there's an interesting thing. You know, the Gemara presents a machlokas Abaye and mother. Why is it permissible for Esther? So you know, Abaye had this sense of karka olam. She was passive in the sex act and so on. And Rava said it's because it's hanos atzmon. So it's interesting. You look in the riff. In the back, the riff on Yud Zion on the base in his pages says towards the bottom, "Raha Esther for Hesia Amr, Amar Avai Esther Karka Olami, Rabba Amar Hanos Atzmon Shining the Song." Quotes both. This is not halachic. Quotes both Abai and Rabba. So it looks like the riff is saying that both Tirutim stand, and maybe as if to say they may even disagree. They're saying both reasons apply, or maybe you need both. That's the further question. Now for tonight, maybe you need both. Maybe you need now Hanos Atzmon by itself is enough. Hanos Atzmon, that's what you said about actively and passively. You know, with the giving the coals, can you actually, we'll get to it later, can you actually give the coals or they take it? You don't have to give it your life. Okay.
You are giving
the right, okay, good. That's how it's asked.
But you're contributing. Are you contributing?
You're doing that, right.
Okay.
Right, here it says one step removed. That's exactly what it speaks. But that was going to say. Right. Without it. So before I get to that, I just want to read from the Rambam just so you see the halacha. Hold that. You know what?
You said it's up.
Okay. Here we go. The Rambam brings these halachas in Parakeh. I'll slaughter myself. I figure I'd take. I wonder if it's lighter weight. I'm going to carry the lighter weight one off the Shem Kisayim. That's missing. Begins in Hukkah Tzila. Unless somebody cut it out, sends it out. Yeah, I hope not. Yeah, thank you. Wasn't censored, right? So the Rambam says in Hukkah, he said that Torah. Parakeh, halacha aleph. Kol beis yisrael mitzvah akidu v'shem ha-gadol ha-zeh, sh'nei ha-mikdash v'soch ma-yisrael. Umus horn shol v'chalol, is an asay to kish ha-shem alav v'chil ha-shem. Sh'nei ha-roz chalol shem kochi keitzat. Kishu yamor o v'kom v'yamos, is yisrael amal achat v'kal ha-mitzvah v'os patora o yargenu, g'avor v'ali ha-rei. If a guy stands up and forces a Jew to violate any mitzvah in the Torah, or he's going to kill you, you should violate it and don't get yourself to kill. Sh'nei ma'am v'mitzvah, tashu yas, ha-otan olam, v'chai bohem, v'chai bohem, v'chai bohem. You may, so the other is Chayben Asho. You can't volunteer to die, right? If you may, then it's like you took your life in your own hand. You get punished. It's a different machlok. It's Beis. Hamed, Rav Amurim, B'shar Mitzvah. That's by all the rest of the Mitzvah. Chutz, or it's Chacham, you get a Rosh Hashim, it's Domit, 6-3. Avo Shosher is Eilu, Imamalo, Avo Alachas, and Te'areg, Ye'areg, Ve'al Yavor. But, Hamed, Rav Amurim, is that true? B'shman, Shur, Chacham, Niskavan, Lanos, Atzmo. When do we say that by other mitzvahs, okay, this is the Rambam. We'll have to see what it means, and we'll discuss it. That's all in the Skalim of Es Atzmo. Kigon, Sh'onso, Livno, Slobeis, or B'Shabbos, or Levashol, Tavshilo, or Onas Isha, Lebol, or Kiltuzet. On the Skalim of Real, on Mitzvah, Slovad, if his guy's intention was to make the Jew violate Mitzvah, if it was Benol, and Atzmo, and it weren't Ein Shom, Asar, Miso, Yavar, Yareg, also Viva, Asar, Miso, Yavar, Yavar. A few alone, the Skalim of Real, on Mitzvah, Mishar, Mitzvah, Slovad. So he makes that point, does the Rambam, again, that distinction between Parhesia and not Parhesia, he mentions Anos Atmo, and he says in Gimel, V'chol Adram Eilu Shalom B'Shasak Zerah. That's not B'Shasak, B'Shasak Zerah, V'Shama Melech Rosh HaKin V'Chad Netzer V'Chamera. The king like V'Chad Netzer. The Yigzer G'yal Yisrael V'at Al Dosem, Al Mitzvah Mitzvah, Yerag V'Yavar, Apilu Achas V'Sham Mitzvah, Bein Nena,
You don't have to give up the life.
So then you do, that's B'Shasak Zerah. Then it doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter whether it's in public or not in public and so on. No, that's what I'm pointing out. The Rambam did not. The Rambam mentioned only on North Africa. That's what I want to mention. Okay, the Rif mentioned both. The Rambam did not. Because the Mishnah, a long comment there, when we read inside, he says, He says Pasach Rav Karava. I'm just making an aura that while the Rif seemed to accept both answers, the Rav did not. The Rav only mentioned the answer of Rava, that the distinction is by Hanos Atzmo, and doesn't mention Karka Olam. So that's the aura I want to point out on that. The Shulchan Aruch, yeah. He didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch every day. It's in Kuf Nun Zayin. In the Stif Aleph, I'll read quickly. Kol Aver Shema Torah Chusma Tzom Gilas Zomir. All the various Torah except for those three. Im Omer Lo Adam Shabar Lema Yoreg. Im Uvitzina Yavar Ayoreg. If it's private, other mitzvahs. Violate it, don't let yourself be killed. And Yitzhak Lachman Asal Hargva Shai, he says you can be Machman himself, not our problem now. Provided Imavot Kachom Mechalim Avril Adas, he's trying to get you to violate the religion. Okay? The Ramah then talks about if you're about giving up your money. Then it says, even if our Hesir continues the Chaber, the Anabis Nasar Pso, Chayav Hargva Loyavar, Imavot Kachom Mechalim Avril Adas. Amel Eilam Mechalim Ela Lahanoso, Yavor Val Yahareg. Okay? If he's only interested in his own self-pleasure, his own, then violate the Aver, don't let yourself be killed. That's Yavor V'Al-Yareg. Okay? But, Mushasa Gzera, if it's Panu Gzera, Sven Afilak is in the Sana, even the Shulay Yahar V'Al-Yahar. So that's very possible as well in the Shulchar. The Shach, over there, comments in the Kotin Tess, a little bit later, the Shach says, towards the end, I'm going to find the words, he quotes Rabbeinu Ruchan, and he discusses who he holds like. He seems to hold the other way, that Karka also didn't mention Karka Olam. Right? Like the Rambam, only mentioned the answer of Hanos Atzmo. So the Shach says that other Rishonim perhaps disagree. Okay. That's just in terms of the background information. There's a very interesting machlokas on that page in the Rif. Yud Zan Rebez Yud Chesman Alvin, the page of the Rif, which is in Balamon Rambam. The famous Balamon Rambam. We talk about Hanos Atzmo, right? What exactly is the case with Hanos Atzmo? Is Hanos Atzmo a reason even by the three Averis of Shichasam, Geras, and Rozora? Well, that's only by Sharavers. When does the limitation of Hanos Atzmo apply? That's the question. Now, the Balamor is of the assumption, the Balamor holds, that since we're learning from Esther, and Esther was, according to one drosh in the Gemara in Megillah, actually married to Achashverosh, to Mordechai. I feel a bas is biased.
He's married.
So, one second, that's a discussion now for now. But according to the Balamor's understanding, he says,
Gilead Arias.
Yeah. So he says, should have been a problem with Gilead Arias. And so I told you to talk about it. Also, the Balamor understands that starts on Yuzan and really goes over to Chesam Ralph. The Balamor understands that the Heter of Hanos Atzmo is even by, he says, the saw is the whole Indian. He says, even by these three Averas, if you're allowed to violate the Avera, now, murder, he goes on to say, is not true, because murder, the Gemara learns in Aladu for a different reason. Gemara says, if someone threatens, that's who says your blood is better than his. So murder is out of the equation. Murder, you can't murder someone no matter what. You can save your own life, but who said your blood is redder than his? That's the language that comes. The other two, according to the Balamor, at this point, certainly Gilead Arias, okay, and he said, certainly, and I'm sorry, Bodhisattva also, certainly Bodhisattva, he says, the Balamor is of the opinion that if it's Hanos Atzmo, it's Mutter. Okay, Hanos Atzmo, that's the sheet of the Balamor. And Ramban disagrees. Alayfi Machamas Hashem, Ramban says, no. Hanos Atzmo is by other Averis, by the cases of the other Averis, where you would have to give up your life, namely for Hestia, there, the Shema is different. We're not Shema. Okay, Shema you can never do. But the case, we all agreed that even the Shulays, right, if it's for Hestia, then you have to, that's for Shema, but for Hestia, by the other Averis, you have to give up your life, right, if it's for Hestia. And there, that's when Hanos Atzmo is a limitation. But these three Averis, says Ramban, against the Balamor, nothing doing. The Ramban says that Hanos Atzmo, no, he's still up there. It doesn't matter if Hanos Atzmo. I asked this, so I have to answer. He told Esther wasn't married. It was just his relations with a guy. So it's not a good arise. The difference, like, well, she wasn't married. It's not a good arise. And there are, that's a further question. The Balas Lakum, correct. That may not be good arise. It may be a different issue. So that's what the Rishonim here talk about. So, again, I'm going to go over there. My focus on Balamor. The Balamor is of the opinion that the heter of Hanos Atzmo, the heter is the wrong word, I guess, the limitation or that Hanos Atmo, the qualification of Hanos Atmo, applies even by Avodah Zarah, let's say. Even by, you know, and he brings, and the Ramban disagrees. He said, no, Hanos Atmo is only a factor by the other Averis in the cases where the other Averis you have to give up your life. Okay? But by these three, certainly not. So says the Ramban. The Machlokas is Ramban and Balamor. And there's, but there's a corollary that emerges in this Machlokas as follows. What about the case that the Gemara mentioned? That's one of the Balamor's riot. The Balamor says that what's the riot? Giving these coals and this fire, in those cases, to the Goy, that may not be direct Avodah Zarah, but it's perhaps in the category we call of Israel Avodah Zarah, indirect, you know, involvement in Avodah Zarah. And yet the Balamor says, since ultimately it does enhance the Avodah Zarah, it enhances their ceremony, they're comfortable when they're serving their God because there's heat in the room, so they're comfortable. So therefore, says the Balamor, we shouldn't be allowed to do it. It's Avodah Zarah. The answer is, it's Hanos Atmo. That's the Balamor's raya, that Hanos Atmo works even by Avodah Zarah, because the Jews were allowed to give, or they were allowed to take these fires, these coals from the Jewish
house.
It wasn't directly Avodah Zarah, but it was part of the service. And the Ramban, again, like we inside the long Ramban, but the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says, again, Hanos Atmo doesn't help by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah remains also no matter what. It doesn't help Hanos Atmo. How come the Jews were allowed to give these fires and so on? Because he said that's not that wasn't part of Avodah Zarah at all. That's at most. He says it's Lifnei Iver, you mentioned before. Lifnei Iver, so it's helping it. It's a different love. Lifnei Iver, it doesn't require. Had it been part of a resort, I'm about to say, Taka, would have to give you life, even on our festival. But here, it's Lifnei Iver. So Lifnei Iver is not a good thing, but it's not Yahar Vayavor. So that's, there's a secondary machlokas, that's what I want to point out, between the Ramban and the Balamor, that has ramifications regarding Lifnei Iver. Okay, because according to, which we'll see in a second, the Lomdus behind it, but do you want to ever follow that? In other words,
the
in other words, what the what
the
we don't know the Balamor. No, it doesn't weigh in on that. He said it's not with Neiver, it's Mamish part of Avodah Zarah. He said it's part of Avodah Zarah. Now, someone suggested that by Avodah Zarah, with Neiver becomes. I'll tell you the Chakir now because we'll come back to the Chakir like this. It's an insight into Lifnei Iver. What is the law of Lifnei Iver? Okay, is Lifnei Iver, and maybe this is what you're driving at, is Lifnei Iver that it becomes, so to speak, like you did that Avera? Okay, did you do that Avera? Lifnei Iver means it becomes all of them because I helped you do Avera, just like I did the Avera. What do you say? No, Lifnei Iver, I didn't do the Avera. It's its own, it's an independent issue to put a mixon in front of somebody. Right? So the Ramban, the Balamor could be learning. So no, Lifnei Iver, it's like you know, since it was, what is Lifnei Iver? You're helping their Avodah Zarah process, right? You're helping their service. So Mamela, by doing Lifnei Iver, so you're participating. And since it was allowed, the Balamor says, you see, Hanos Atmo is a mitigating factor. Ramban learns Lifnei Iver differently. Ramban learns, no, Lifnei Iver is independent. They're doing the Avodah Zarah, not you. That's what you said before. No? The guy is doing the Avodah Zarah. These people are bowing and they're jumping. What are they doing? All you did was Lifnei Iver. Okay, Lifnei Iver is a lav in the Torah, but it's not your way out. So that's the machlokas and Bala Bala one. It turns out, actually, it's a big machlokas in general on this issue, and perhaps on a side issue of again. So again, I'll get back to this. Right, how far? Right. So it doesn't mean you're right. I'm not saying it's exactly like you did. We'll see. You mean according to the Balamor, you mean? According to the Balamor. And for now, we'll go to Ara. We'll talk more. We'll try and get to the second. I just want to read you from other commentary. I'll be showing them. That's your other showing the Shiltas, right? And here I said to Shiltas of Achayim, here in Pashas, but here it's Shiltas Membeis. Okay? Towards the middle, he writes, Lahanoso, Afilo Befahesia, Afilo Avaris Gilulam, Avarazara, Tigon Kavaki Vedumniki, he's called Yavor Bal Yareg. Okay? The Shulchan Paskin, the Shulchan before the Balamor, but it's the same sheet as the Balamor. Again, he says, Lahanoso, if the guard is doing Lahanoso, Afilo Befahesia, even if it's in public, Afilo Avarazara. Even if it's something which is directly connected with Kigon, that's how he learns, with the Shulchan learns, Kavaki with the Mickey, you know, these coals, the fire pans and so on. Yavor, alright. So he learns, like the Balamor learns, that Hanos Atzmo is a mitigating factor, allowing you to violate rather than giving your life, even even for the Zohar. So the Shulchan says like that, like the Balamor. So he has a Shulchan on his side. Similarly, we have Rama, which is a classic Sefer Sanhedrin, the one we've shown him. Rama is here, not the Rama who wrote in the Shofar. This is Rama Reish Mem Hei, Rameir Halevi, Rameir Tudis Halevi. So here in his commentary, Sanhedrin, on the Fine Dalam Reis, same Sugi, he says, Mia Shamina, the two masters of Makshina, towards the end, he says, Mia Shamina, the whole Hechad, the Michavan Akvan Hanos Atma, the Sulo, if the Akvan, the Goy, is only concerned about his own physical pleasure, nothing more, Ya'avor Ba'yareg, Ba'filu Begile Arayas. He goes even further than the Balamor, not exactly the rice at the end. He says, I'm a resort. He says, I feel good rice. And he says, don't ask the good rice of him. The Koma Rava, I know it sounds so shiny. Okay? Now.
How could you give it up? His Hanos involved with Gilead rice. How would that say?
No, he's doing it for his Hanos. So therefore, I'm allowed to buy the gift.
I'm allowed to what?
I'm buying the Gilead rice. I like it after. I'll sleep with him. And that could be also in Karkolam, but that's what he said before. But according to the other rabbis, he says, and although he does mention that toward the end, he makes a chil. Well, we'll come back.
If that cell phone was speaked out for the rough day.
When these questions come up, right? There's no, and that was time to think about it. Okay, similarly, again, one other shita, can I bring it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One other shita, like the Balahor, is the Meiri. Okay, the Meiri, right? The Miri writes in Beshukir here in Sanhedrin Ayin Dal and Pei. He says, "Who shalom bish?" One second, I don't know. Avolim elam miskaven ela hanos atzmo af b'avorazor v'gilarayis. Okay, he says even b'avorazor and gilarayis. Okay, in the footnote they write Shita Rabbeinu Kishita Balamor the sugyan. Right, Rabbeinu Moshe Shigam b'avorazor mutaros v'ashein gan Balamor mach b'avorazor. Fine. Okay, I said it backwards. Well, he says by Gilarais, not by Rizor. But anyway, the Miri mentions both. Anyways, coming on, that's what Abba Rizor Gilarais. So after Shashmat or Farhesi, Abba Rizor, he says, in the Shashmat. In the Shashmat, if it's Hanos Atzmo, Yavor Bahayare. Who so Abba Esther, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Esther, Hanos Atzmo Shani, Tomar Shafil, Hubba Tom Karka Olam, even if it wasn't Karka Olam, to go and say, Omer Losha Telech Ma'atzmo. What if not Karkolam? They told us you gotta go and gotta do something, you gotta go to him or whatever, go to his room. The nimsa onesh halicha miya biyada yesh. She would have at least the onesh of going there. Yesh tan tzarach lahati v'tam hanos atmo afal pinishar gilu aris v'par hetzya. Okay. And certainly mentioned another thing that it's absolut harabim. But anyway, that's the Meiri. So we have at least a certain rishon. We have the Balamor, and you have the Shultas, you have the Adramah, you have the Meiri, all of whom say that hanos atmo is a mitigating factor even by not murder, but by Rizor, but Gilarais, or at least one of the two. However, other Rishonim on the other side disagree.
If he tells me Mizano with somebody, which would be Gilarais, and he's had Hanoah, I'm going to have some kind of Hanoah.
That's different, but then you're getting Hanoah. Okay, but even so, you're doing it to save your life, so I guess you'd be allowed to. It's Hanoah of the Ma'anes. Hanoah of the guy forcing him. Now, the other Rishonim disagree. The Chidush Rabbi Yonah, your Hanoah doesn't help. He gets Hanoah. If he's doing it for his Hanoah, then he'll be allowed to.
Yeah, but the Esther is a Karka, but or something. But for me, it's not Karka.
So that's if you hold that reason. But if you hold Hanoah by itself, like some say, then it will be good enough. Others disagree. We have on the Sefer Sanhedrin, the Chidush Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah, it says as follows. He says, Parhesi also, I'm reading that. What? The Rabbi Yonah is Tami Rabbi Yonah. Yeah, the same Rabbi Yonah. This edition I have is Sochem. Yeah, Sochem Sanhedrin of Rizor. It's probably a sound piece of Yonah. Okay, yeah, anyway. Sadly. Yeah, that's right. The Doctor Dan, yeah. Okay. The Rabbi Yonah writes, there in Sanhedrin, I'm Dalam Reis, he says, these three cardinal averas. These three averas have nothing to do with it privately or publicly. He said, or hanos atzma doesn't help. He says, Ella hatasum gozer alena shalo lava achas b'shum panit. Yeah, there are no mitigating factors.
against the Balamor, against the other Rishonim. Tehidash Rotzech Horav Sheinam Yavayar. Right, we have it by Rotzech that nobody says you can do. She says these two are always compared to Rotzech. Avivada, he says, and therefore if you have a woman with Esther and so on, if the question whether she was married and if she was married, he said before in the Velas Akum, so he says it doesn't matter. Shas Hashmad, Lo Shas Hashmad, Sina for Hesia, Lo. I read his words. Ivada have an Eishes Ish. If this woman is an Eishes Ish, whoever she is, Lo Shna Shas Hashmad, Lo Shna Shalosh Shas Hashmad, Lo Shna Betina, Lo Shna Shalosh, Lo Shna Lahalas Atzmo Bechulu Asa. So the Ben Yona clearly disagrees with these other Rishonim. He says that Hanos Atzmo is like Ramban. That Hanos Atzmo is not a mitigating factor by these three Aveiros, not by any of them. Okay, that's the Ben Yona. And so too the Chiddush Haran. Okay, whatever they call him. Same thing, the Chiddush Haran, right? On the same sugya.
You're always reliant on what you do.
These are tough things to have to pass on. Not so sure exactly. Okay. So actually, if it wasn't married to Achashverosh, you don't have to accept that drasha. Or you can say, since it was a goy, it's not really Kilgar Rai. It's a different Aveira. It's a lesser Aveira. And those are different answers. Okay? The Chiddush Haran, there in Sanhedrin, I doubt, thank God. Rava Omar has asked for Shani Kvah for Rashi. The Rava, huh? Master?
Yeah.
They were talking about Shavuot. They weren't talking about Gilead. Remember, they weren't brought to Shavuot.
Oh,
there
was
a Shavuot. Yeah, that's what you have to learn. That's exactly what I'm saying, sure. Rava Omar has asked for Shani Kvah for Rashi. The Rava, the Shavuot, has asked for Hainu Daf Gilead Shavuot. The Chiddush Haran also says, that hetalana is a dark misharm mitzvah. Avol avodas elilim girasu v'tamim. Afilanos after her yavor. Shaloki divir Rav Nizrachi alayzi. He punches it right out. He tells who he's arguing with. Not like the Rav Nizrachi is the Balamor. Rav Nizrachi. Shakos Hashul v'gilas Rai. Ahanos atzim utorim. He brings a riot message. It's not a riot. And he goes on. What is it again? And he mentions it. And what about this thing? The ain zuraya gamkein. The kavki v'dominiki. Right. The Balamor brought the riot from the fact that Jews contributed the coals to fire. Love me, Shulam Avodazor. He clowned. That's not Avodazor. Elisham Mashil and Hema Kalim. They would have to lend the goyim their copper pans or whatever, their fire pans, whatever they're called. Bakusa and Mishtam Shulam Kalim and Hema Avodazor. And the goyim would use them for their service. Ubaha, like you said, or an Ubahalo, Avodazor, Shulam Avodazor. It's not even Avodazor. It's a Jew in 20. He gave a goy a pot. What he do with the pot, I don't know. That's his business, right? Elisham and Lav Kolokola Tum Shulam is Me'ivo. It's a Mishol. Okay, so it's with Me'iver. Sorry. In such a case, you can violate the list Me'iver because only the most odd. So that's what it is. So that's what the Rabbi Yonah said, the Ran says. So now we have quite a number. And finally, among these, Rishon the Mukhe Yosef on the page in Sanhedrin, on that riff. Mukhe Yosef also disagrees with Baal HaMor. He says, V'da'as HaBosem Dumas HaNos Atzmo. Right, she'ein miskaven anochel avir mirasa el anas atzma. Rashi says it says the das of the same asal the low sharinam lanas atzmon el misharaveres of the shlo sharaveres achamuras low the high lav mishum chalashem udas tiri. These three averes are not also because of chalashem; they're also in their own right because of their own severity. Okay, why haven't we know it's not a din of chalashem? It's afilu mitzina, even mitzina the tosser afilu shlo mishas atzma the lekha chalashem. Yahar mishum chomer atzmon hu. These are three different categories altogether. So all these limitations, three different types of errors altogether, so all these limitations don't work by these three. Okay? And therefore, Filonos Atzmon, and he brings a raya, the Gemara has a case later, of a man who desperately wanted to sleep with a woman, and was going to die if he couldn't sleep with her. They said not allowed.
He wanted to see her undressed.
They also not allowed nothing.
And all
these
let
things. And all, you let him die. Well, what do we mean let him die? Even if it's not, just scare her, that's not like that. Do you think that in these areas, it's but isn't that a case of an Osatsun? I mean, there's no an Osatsun. The answer an Osatsun doesn't help. You can answer that right. The Miri answers that right. Okay, whatever. But that's the Mukhiyosif. So that's my thought. I just want to mention the side point, the Yad Ramah, and then come to punchline here regarding Lishna Iver. Okay, the Yad, to go back to the Chakir, the Yad Ramah Ed, if you look carefully, he wants to hold that this heter to give the coals in the fire was Shari Lemesa Lubiyodam. Okay, you can actually give it to them directly. Because once it's Hanos Atzmo, then it doesn't have to be passive, it can be active. Okay, and that's an Achlokes, the Maharit. The Maharit writes in the Tshuva, Shorosh Kufa in Dalet, V'hod the Shori Rava, Hani Kavanki with the Munki, Maniyot Daitin, so they also Daf, Tafka She'en Yisrael Moshe Lan V'yodayim.
You can't give it over by hand. They can take it. Okay? But you can't give it to them. He says, and he's Medayak and Rashi. Rashi's lesson is, Yom Eid Hayal of Farsim, Shinokulin HaKurman. They would take it. Okay? But you can't give it to them because even that's not allowed. Okay. But I just want to go back to this issue because an interesting Hakir, again, not something to do now at a resort. He's learning, you know, Shaka was like, say, the whole Torah is, right? And one thing depends on another. Here, a Sugan of a resort, but comes out a very fascinating diuk with regards to Lifnei Iver. And that's this Hakir. Okay? In the Kovet Sa'orit of Ruchana Wasser, Kovet Sa'orit in Yuvomis, on a Sugan of Yahar Yavod, Kovet Sa'orit is in Yuvomis, Simon Memchet. He says, "V'yeshli stopit, leinim gimel drama chamurim shadin lahar da'alor, in kofin also lahach shilef chaveiro v'yisur gimel drama halalo." Let's say a guy forces me to make you do the aver, to tempt you to do the aver. I'm not going to do anything. Okay, the guy is forcing me basically to violate with me'ivah, but the aver for you is going to be one of the big averes. I should tempt you. I should bring a naked woman to you or whatever. I should tempt you. You listen again to the language. In kofin also lahach shiras chadero, he said, I bring an idol and pay chakata. I'm not down there. I talk into it. Do this all, you know. So I'm being forced. They have a gun trained on me. Right. So they have a gun trained on me. You better walk up to that guy and tell him to bow down to this. So I'm going to walk up to you. I'm going to tell you, bow down to that. Please, I'll beg you. I'll give you $100, whatever it is. Okay, I'm on my life to be threatened. I'm doing so. Says the Lochanan, is actually stopping. And in Gil Rama, Hamurim, Shadim, Harbor, Yama, and Kofin, also Lahashas, Taber, Bishim, and Rama, in Turk, Limsor, Sassel, Mariga, which was there. Do I have to give my life? After all, I'm not going to do one of the three. I'm just telling you to be one of the three. Right, I'm going to save on him. And you're going to do this. That's the question. Now, he says, we know Ramban, the Sefer Torah to Adam. He quotes Ramban, the exact line of Mark, I forgot to bring it, but it's the Torah Adam. Inyan HaSakana Osei. Okay, B'dim HaMasu, Vikashalach. Okay, anyway, he quotes Ramban from the Torah Adam, and he says like this, V'hina Ramban, the same Torah Adam, Delav Delif Me'ivra, Eina Nevizrael, the Gimel Dvar. And that's the same like the Ramban here, he quotes Ramban from the Torah Adam, it's the same like this Ramban here in Muhammad. In Sanhedrin, on our Sugan Sanhedrin, again, just Chesed Aleph from the page of the Rif. He says, "There's no do a lifne iver is not an extension of any of the three averes." Umishmachi, and that's why says Ramban, "Masvinin laakum kaveki v'dominki." These coals, you're allowed to give it to them. Avahosam ayrin akum deleka b'hu mitzvachot. So that's what he wants to say. He says that maybe over there, the same thing here would be okay. You would not have to give up your life, okay? Because that's not one of the three things. I'm not doing it. So yes, I would not. Right. And lift neighbor is not one of the three things.
Yeah.
However, then he says, and that's why you can give it to the guy. It's a lift neighbor for the guy. But you're to allowed. Save my life, I'm allowed to do it. He's going to worship his business. That's not my problem, even if I know it. Okay, that's the thing about it's his business, but it's not my problem. So, and the guy is religion, right? But he says like this. However, maybe it's different because Havahasam Ayrelin and Akum the Lekka B'Mitzvah Tachacha. But when it's another Jew, maybe there's a difference because by a guy, I know mitzvah training to do mitzvah. They don't call Amisra. Upshita Lekka Lai Arvus. There's no Arvus. They don't need first Babona, huh? That's true of favor by a guy. Okay, we want, but here your life's at stake. That's the thing. Remember, your life's in danger. So regular dinner plus meal is by God, but maybe because what is it?
They want to be the same.
I think the Gemara has the Gemara has cases. Yes, telling me.
But not when your life is in danger.
That's the classic case. The emotional game of in my five food door could be the focus. I think the pasta was like that. But anyway, so he says, "Well, shit, and there's no dinner. Arvus, there's no. I'm not punished for this. It's only with neighbor alone. So with neighbor alone, maybe I don't have to give my life for." I will be Yisrael, do nitras on chaverim, shum arvus, shapers, and chayel insar, for shalif was on people's arm. Okay. Now, in the hashmatas in the back of the same cover to Arif, hashmatas, he says, they should stop it. Okay? But it's our issue. He said, now he says another fascinating thing. He should stop it. There's no tezvav and hashmatas. He says, on this synonym of Chesel's test, he says, Zer Lashon Ban and Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa, Chayta Ege. Who built the Ege according to the simple reading of Sukkim? Aaron. So Moshe says to Aaron, "Me'asar chalam azek yireisal chatal gadol." Okay,
What did you do that you brought this great sinner? What did they do to you? That they, you know, common Yisurim Savalta. What pressure did they put you under? How did they torture you? They said you built this. So Tovi Aleh, Chayzir Loshem Rashi. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Moshe was asking Aaron, what terrible torture did the Jews subject you to that you went ahead and built an ego for them? Right? That's what he came down. He said to Aaron. The Pesukim and Parshas, because he's here. So said, that's what Rashi says. The Rabban writes, Enonach. What do you mean? Okay? It doesn't matter what torture they put, he still shouldn't have done it. That's based on process, but he
threw it in. He didn't make it.
Okay, that matters now. There's a plus of size he made now. Right? I know. But my point being, the Ramban's point is that what do you mean they tortured you? So what? It's Yahar Vayavar. So therefore, he says that maybe it just means he did it just. Right, but it's a hard way over. So, no matter how much torture, you shouldn't have done it. In other words, the Moshe seems to be saying, well, Aaron, they must have tortured you, otherwise you wouldn't have done it. What do you mean? Even if they did torture you, still shouldn't have done it. Yeah. So he said, Ramban doesn't like that because it's right for that reason. So he said, maybe he's just trying to build it up. So they can feel more guilty. But the Bochana writes, this is actually hard to the bottom of Ben Amachabit, the song, writes for Kusha, the Ain Tzarek Lintzar Nafshah B'Shulos HaSed Lifneiver. Aaron didn't worship the eagle. Aaron wasn't worshiping the ego. He made the ego, gave it to them, whatever. He threw it in, whatever he did. But he wasn't worshiping with Lifnei either. So he didn't have to give his life, right? And the Gemara said in the beginning of the time, where is Zion? So the Chur was killed. I'm next, exactly. The aim of the soul is trying to be Arvus. He says, Nandu Arvus. He says, I see the dying law, the Arvus. Of the MS, Ain Kavan Saman, the Lad Lifnei either, and allowed the Lahim Master Hill of Sasilachem. The Zem is right of the Zora. So he says, this is, and he quotes this, and he goes on, he quotes Arba Lamor. Okay, and he says, this is the Machokis. The Machokis is when you do on a Zora, okay, the Machokis, or the Chakira in Lifnei Iver is, when you violate Lifnei Iver, does it become almost like you did that affair? Well, if you hold it, that's the case. So then, what do you mean? That it's Yahar Yavor, even on the Lifnei Iver of the Zora. But if you hold the Lifnei Iver, it's Tam and Michshol, and I didn't do it, I didn't like we said before, right? I wasn't doing the Gilai Raya. So here, Aaron wasn't doing it. So then it's a distinction. So that's where the Chakira, and that may be totally in this Machlokas on Baal and Balamor. There's another interesting point that Tzitz Eliezer, one of his tshuvas in Chelek Tes, Rav Siman Nun Gimel, has a back and forth with Rosh Hashanah. That's what he told Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Chelek Tzitz Eliezer. She quotes from Rosh Hashanah to Frank. Listen to this, well, listen to either. I go to Rosh Hashanah to Frank, Rosh Hashanah to Chakira. Gleen Yer Halab, listen to either. Let's say I tempt somebody, or put a stumbling block of somebody in front of somebody, but on my thing, he never tripped. At the end, he withstood the time. I tempted a guy, and gave him the wine, I gave him the... But at the end, he didn't drink it. Why did I buy anything? Right? At the end, he didn't do anything. Right? He didn't do it. Right? In Bahanochas Hamishol Lechud, to go on Moshe Kos Yain Lenosa, or maybe a Chal Benoch, okay, Berega Hamistir Miya. Do we say the moment I gave him the wine, I violated his neighbor? And the fact that he never ever drank it does, well, no. Okay, miyad over below says apple shalosh shas nacharkam. Oh, no. He says it's only a problem if the guy ate it. Okay, well, Dilma dalosa says Mr. Tully v'koy im l'sof lo over avera ain't no sin over. How can I be over the guy? You understand? That's the question. Is it retroactive? I was violated once you drank the wine.
Then
I was over. Or to say no, once I give it to you, what you do later doesn't matter. That's the Chakir, which is the Frank. So he says to Tzitzel, but Kais all the dainty is so much. I don't tell you, but he halab the list of Eber who Kalek built in Nifra Nehavera Shiratonalach Shilobo who Anaf of Israel Mena is lift the Eber in effect an extension. It's not an independent law almost. It's an extension of whatever law it is you're attempting to do. Odilah shalat in his neighbor who law me yuchad and ifrad. It's a separate law. And, you know, that happens to compass every other in the Torah. And he says, Dovah is there. Let's see a pulk of shalat. You're not balamor. We're not doing such a test. He ties in this chakira to this machlokas. So I'm bound to balamor over here. There's another interesting application, so to speak, of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is a din in that it comes like you did the Avera. So Yerachanami, the fact that I gave you the wine, I've already violated it. It's all, you didn't drink it later. But if it's a Lifnei iver, I'm sorry, the other way. If Lifnei iver is, you know, I would give somebody a mitzvah, so I gave him a mitzvah. The fact that he didn't drink it doesn't change. But if Lifnei iver only becomes, I'm connected to the Avera now, it's only if you did the Avera. I never did the Avera. I didn't violate. So that's the same type of
of interesting chakira. Just end one other thing. This I heard somebody told me once from a Shechter, that they, you know, an interesting question in general. What if it's the same chakira, really? What if there's lifnei iver, but a classic case would be yain lezer. That's not a part. Okay, I'm not chayiv in that. Well, I introduce a coin to a grusha, and I'm not a coin, right? I'm not chayiv in this particular avera. This is, right? So in other words, would we? If it's the same chakir, really. Okay, if lifnei iver, you know, it's just setting up somebody, you know, with a mikshel. So I set him up with a mikshel. But if he comes in avera, well, I'm not chayiv in that avera. How? What are you going to say? It's like I married a grusha, but I'm not a kohen, so I can't marry a grusha. So I get off. So it comes out with it. There's a Rekiva Eger in the Bukis, you know, or Shefa, but he says in Yeridaeus in Kuf Pei Aleph, cutting the payas, cutting around the hair. Yeah? You know, that's good. Okay. What is he up to, $9? Anyway. Probably the city of Aaron.
The same thing.
What he's referring to is a machlokes in the Gemara between whether right. That's what the poet is. The rebels or something like that. Right. So that's what they're referring to. Yeah. So there's the Rekiva Eger in Sim Kupay Alb, and this will finish. Manish. Okay. Sim Kupay Alb, Hilchos Gilua. So it says in Sivov, Isha in a mitzvah takofa. There's no Isha on a woman to cut. So therefore, the Esh Omim, Sha'afo Pishim, the Paris Hakif Pas Rosha, even though she can cut her hair a little bit, but also the Hakif Pas Rosha Ish, but she can't cut a man's hair off the page, even though she's not
mad.
Rekiva Eger, right? He says, why? Because it's a Lifnei Iver. Because she is now assisting the man to violate his. But
even though
she's not in the whole parsha, right? But then he says, but Ula Yeshon does that maybe the Lekka Isser. Because there's two Isurim. There's an Isser to cut the Makif and Nikov to cut and to you're not allowed to cut, you're not allowed to have the hair cut, so to speak. So he said, well, if the woman will do it, she'll save him, he'll only violate one Isser. Right, so we're saving him from a double Isser. So maybe that's different. Again, it seems to be the same question. If you argue that the lifnei iver, the sugya,
you have to be in the same category.
Yeah. So you're going to say a woman. If we're going to say lifnei was just a mikshol, so taka just a mikshol, so that she can't do it to the man either because it's a mikshol, unless you have that other mitigating factor that's saving him from avera. But without that, she wouldn't be allowed to do it. But if you say it becomes like an extension of the avera. Well, what do you mean? So it extends to her? She cut off her side. Well, she allowed to. So it's not a problem. You want to say the same thing. You want to tell her to say the same thing as I don't remember. Yeah. But in any event, just to say, an interesting insight into the Chakir and Lifnei Iver based on a law of Yehari Vayyam. Okay, not so much halakha nice tonight, but I think an interesting sugya anyway. Okay. Wish everybody a good and Shabbat. Oh, I just want to mention, so next Thursday night, I'm not going to be here. The next Thursday I'm going to be here at your show, but I'm not positive about the following Thursday night. So please check or let somebody know, or let the blacks come, or just have all the emails. Certainly, next week is Bo. I'll not be here next Thursday, I'll be here at your show. B'shalach, I might be here, but you're so back in business, almost, you know, that's for sure. Okay, we'll see when I go to Shabbat.
What's the Shabbat?
What's the Shabbat? What's the Shabbat? The Shabbat?
The Gemara had my focus. It seems that Aaron did
right. Is it two days?
My focus is the same. My focus.